I'm so glad you're listening to Devil Radio. It makes me so happy. Boo.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert of West Allis?
Good morning. Listening to CJ, it's the same comment day after day after day. I'm really tired of him referring to the Democratic Party as the Democrat Party. What if every time we were talking right about the Republicans, we called them the Republicans because they're conning you and they're grifting? In terms of, immigration, Obama and Biden actually have turned more people away at the border than Trump ever did. So, again, they're making an issue out of nothing that isn't a real issue, to stir up the crazies in their party. And, if we think about how Trump got started, he got started defrauding banks. He was going around there in Atlantic City and in the area there, telling everyone that his daddy's money was his money when he actually had no control over it. That's how he got started, was defrauding all the banks. Why he was never put in the slammer, I don't know. If we look at his children with some of the developments in New York, they also were in hot water. They basically, if we talk about immigration, we're saying to foreigners, if you come to New York and buy property in some of our towers, this is going to happen where we're going to get your citizenship. And not only that, they defrauded people in terms of how they were explaining how full the building was. They were making it appear as really attractive property in Soho and other places that, you better get in on this now. Well, it was all just bluster and a complete fraud, like everything else with Donald Trump. And somehow, I don't know if it was Giuliani or someone there in the Southern District, they basically got the two of them out of it. They committed felonies. They were supposed to go to jail.
Yeah, those are excellent points. Robert West Allis raised a couple of things I want to emphasize in spades. One of them is there is a tendency in the Republican Party, I think it's cute to say, use the word Democrat as an adjective and not a noun. By that I mean, the Democrat Party or the Democrat bill, kind of scornfully. Now, you're right, we don't call them the Republican Party, that kind of thing. That's pretty childish. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but name will never hurt me. Everybody's mom used to say. But it's a low-class, low-rent operation when they do that. If any Republican does that, I'm not going to vote for him anyway, but I instantly find him repugnant, and simply because it's just a low-rent sort of thing to do. It's a trivial fighting in the sandbox thing to do. Secondly, when it comes to immigration, Robert is exactly right. Obama was criticized for deporting as many people as he did. So is Biden, hundreds of thousands a month. And more than Trump. Trump fundamentally was lazy. He liked to talk, but he was extremely lazy and impulsive, among other things. And finally, you're right about Atlanta, and there's an anecdote that always just slays me. His father has a lot of money, and his father wanted to put some money, apparently, or he talked his father into it in some failing thing. He went bankrupt, not personally. He went bankrupt in one of his casinos. And by the way, when you say not personally, early on, he did have a personal guarantee and the bank waived it. They never should have done that. If he declared personal bankruptcy, that would have really made it hard for him to run again. But they let him off the hook. Slippery little fish, let him off the hook. But you know what his father did? He wanted to pump a few more million into him. And there was a prohibition by the gaming authorities in Atlantic City for that level of investment beyond whatever his father had already put in. You know what his father did, or what Trump did? He minted a gambling chip that was worth $2 million. Now, I've never heard of a gambling chip, and certainly not in the 1990s worth $2 million. And he, quote, sold it, end quote, to his father, got $2 million in cash, which kept him afloat a little bit before he pulled the plug. And his father had a $2 million trip. He could have gone to a slot machine or he could have gone to whatever. His father never went there. That's the kind of stuff they did. Then, of course, he had Trump University and all that. This guy is shifty. No, this guy is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. And it's always been the case. Going back to the lines, Nicolake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind in Nicolake Mills?
Hey, good morning. I'm just wondering why, you know, I wake up every morning and I'm expecting like all the ships in the Black Sea, like from the Russians, like just to be gone, like to disappear. So we know Putin's right. we know Putin's a liar and he's going to say anything. So I come one morning, I wake up and I'm like, dude, the ships are gone. What do you mean they're gone? Well, he's saying the Americans did it. And we just say, nah, Putin did it to himself, or the Ukrainians got lucky. They're just gone. Like we just start making stuff disappear. I'm wondering, you know, like what happened with the electors that eventually now we got gerrymandered like districts. I was waiting to wake up one morning and say like, they arrested all 10 of them for fraud. What? You know, I'm just waiting for this moment where I get up in the morning and I listen to your show and, you know, things change dramatically, you know. Like, I know we got generals and we got guys and people that are really smart. And I'm like, well, why is this still going on? Why isn't just in the middle of the night things just starting to disappear for Russia, you know? And I'll leave it at that, Matt. Great show.
Yeah, no, Nick. Yeah, thank you, Nick. And those are excellent comments. And, you know, you have that hope. And I'll tell you, and I occasionally break with the Democratic Party, and I break on this one, too. I think that Biden should have gotten these heavy armaments into Ukraine back in January. And I think back in January, Russia was not in Ukraine. At the invitation of Zelensky, who wanted it, start having NATO flights, putting a no-fly zone over Ukraine. He's a guy's not going to start a war over a preemptive no-fly zone. And you know what you could do? We train a lot of third world pilots. Some of them, this isn't third world, but we train other NATO pilots. And we frequently in the UN use African and Asian troops. And they have some very good pilots. Put them in charge of it. And what is he going to do? If he tries to shoot down any of these planes, that would be the end of their military. He knows it. When you play Texas Hold'em, I don't know if any of you guys play poker. I play it recreationally. I like to do it with my friends. If the other guy goes all in, you have a big think. If you go all in, he has a big think too. And at some point, we're much more powerful than Russia and we're much wealthier than Russia. We should have just done it. Secondly, when he did go in, we should have loaded up, given Zelensky the airplanes, heavy armor, and just stopped it right there. What we did is dribbled stuff in, javelins and stingers, blah, 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 until the Ukrainians were so heroic, we realized they could hold the fort. That then we go, okay, we're going to give them more stuff. So on the other hand, if the Republicans had been in there, if Trump had been in there, he would have pulled us out of NATO. And the Russians would have marched into not just Ukraine. They would have marched into Poland. They would have marched into everywhere. And so we absolutely need the Democratic Party in there. And as far as waking up and snapping your fingers on things like gerrymander, Nick, I think you nail something right on the head, and that is, you got to vote. You got to get involved, because right now we have a Republican Supreme Court who will ratify a lot of stuff that the Republican gerrymandered illegitimate legislature does. Now, there's a guy named Brian Hagedorn who occasionally breaks with them on some election stuff, which is good. But, you know, we have forever chemicals in water all around the state right now because of the Republicans. Madison, Milwaukee, Rhinelander, Marinette, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau. Does that bother anybody? That you can't drink the water in some places, that you can get cancer? It bothers the hell out of me. You know, deer drink this water. So in deer hunting season, are you going to have to test for cancer-causing chemicals and not eat the venison? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And fish in Dane County, in Madison, they say you can only like take one trout a month or whatever, you know, it depends on the fish. That's the Republicans. That is the Republicans. The gerrymandered illegitimate legislature and the Republican Supreme Court. That is the Republicans. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Great callers. Have a great weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Matt Flynn Direct is signing off for now.